In John chapter 14, let's look at verse number 23. John chapter 14 and verse 23. The Bible said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, you did hear that, didn't you? If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I want to preach tonight on his words. Now listen. What I say might not amount to a hill of beans, but tonight, what is important and what will last are his words. I thank God for his words. John's gospel is filled with the sayings of Jesus. When you and I look in the Word of God over and over again, these words are written, and those words are Jesus saith. When Jesus saith, you and I need to pay attention to what he says. Before John closes his book, friend, he wrote this, and there also are many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books it should be written. I say thank God tonight for the Word of God, for what Jesus saith. What Jesus said has been a comfort and a strength in my life. I thank God tonight that when I needed help, he was there. He had a word for my heart, and it brought comfort. It brought strength. And thank God it's been that way for generation after generation throughout the ages of Almighty God. I'm grateful for his words. Now think of the millions in our world today that have been strengthened in the hour of bereavement. There have been times in our life that we were bereaved, that sorrow had overtaken. It didn't seem like anybody had a word that would help our heart. But thank God, the Lord had a word that I needed in my life. And friend, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm glad the Lord has a word for you and I in this walk of life. We're bereaved, and then there are times we're burdened down. How many times has the Lord lifted the burden just to hear him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want to say thank God that he's lifted the burdens of my heart and helped me in my life. to do what I needed in these days. Think of the millions who have found the answer here, friend, into a thirsty soul. When Jesus said, I am a living water, I'm there. Thank God that he is. And what about those that have walked around in darkness? And Jesus said, I am the light. And friend, I thank God for his words. Again and again, you and I have been built up. You and I have been strengthened by the wonderful words of our blessed Savior. It's a joy, it's a privilege to have a King James Bible and be able to open up those pages and read the words of our Savior and what it does for our hearts. It's a blessing that you and I have in these days. Three things I want to share. Notice here in the Word of God, there are three periods in Jesus' life that I want to speak about. And the words that are identified to those three periods of time in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I want to speak about his first words in the Word of God. Here, friend, notice what he speaks unto you and I. Every one of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, here, friend, they all give an account of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some, they give the account in a lengthy fashion. Some, it's only a brief account, but each one gives us, here, friend, the account of his first words, the first words that he said unto you and I. And those words are precious, and those words are important to you and I tonight. Now let me explain some things. His first words in Matthew, here, friend, they relate to his baptism by John the Baptist. I thank God that the Lord had some words for you and I. Had somebody asked me a question one time, and they said, preacher, what would you be if you were not a Baptist? I said, I'd be ashamed. I said, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. I guess that makes him a Baptist. Friend, I'm glad that God saved me. I'm glad that God placed me in a Baptist church where the gospel was preached and where I got help for my life and got taught what was right in the Word of God. But the Bible said that Matthew talked about his baptism. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. It talked about his baptism in the book of Mark. From the message of repentance is given. The Bible said there, the Lord said, repent and believe the gospel. His first words in Luke were spoken in the temple at the age of 12 years. And he said, wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. His first words in John, it was a question to the disciples of John the Baptist, and they were, "What seek ye?" When you and I think about the first words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how important those words are to you and I. What does it mean? What does it amount to? We can rightly say that the first words of our blessed Lord was, "Repent of sin, believe, be baptized, be about our Father's business, and seek lost souls." That's what he's talking about. Pretty good first words. Pretty good challenge. Pretty good charge to you and I. His first words. Here, friend, you and I ought to repent of sin. You and I ought to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him, believing his words. When you get saved, get baptized, get about the Father's business, go out from these walls and be a witness for Jesus Christ. His first words. Well, preacher, what about his last words? Notice, if you will, his last words. Like the first words of our Lord, the last words are of great importance. It was mentioned the other day that when a person dies, the last words that they speak are important words. They're words worth hearing. They're words that will linger on in our mind and in our heart. They're words that we will not soon forget. The Lord had some last words. Very important in our life. First of all, let me say that the last words in Matthew and Mark, they're just about the same words. They're words concerning the Great Commission. You do know tonight, friend, the Great Commission has been assigned to you and I that are born again into the family of God. He said this, "Go ye, therefore." We're in that ye. "Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The last words of our Lord in Matthew and Mark. The last words of our Lord in the book of Luke. He said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." God speaking to you and I, words that are important, words that'll help us, words that'll set our life in order, and we can get something done for the glory of God. And John records the last words of Jesus, and those words are this: "Follow me, follow me." He said, "Follow me." Now you think about it. The last thing that Jesus said to you and I is that he wanted us to be soul winners. He wants you and I to go out and tell others about Jesus. You say, "Preacher, I don't know how to be a soul winner. All you've got to do is tell somebody else what he did for you. If God saved you, you ought to tell somebody else that he saved you. And dear friend, if it's really God, if God saved you, he'll put a joy in your heart and they'll know you've been born again. Aren't you glad he saved you? Well, we're to go and tell others that he saved us. His first words, important words. His last words are important words. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to follow after him, do his will. Wants us to be soul winners in this world. His first words, his last words, is that we might, as again say, that we go out and tell the world that Jesus saves. His first words, his last words. But what about his next words? The next words of the Lord. His first words were important. His last words were important to every soul, but to the children of God, to God's youngins, his next words are of utmost importance to you and I. We're living in a wicked world. We're living in a world where sin is running rampant. We're living in a world today where people hate God. We're living in a world today where they disregard the very word of God. And friend, they could care nothing about what God has said about the matter. They do not believe in Christ. They do not believe in the virgin birth. They do not believe that he died for our sins. They do not believe that Christ is the only way to heaven. They don't believe it. My dear friend, for the children of God, there's some words that are important tonight. His next words, will be a summons for the Christian. Amen. Preacher, it's been rough. Preacher, on how much longer? I mean, this thing's getting worse and worse. I understand that. I know the Bible talks about in the last days, it'll wax worse and worse. I'm not looking for this world to get any better. I stopped looking for that to happen. But what I'm looking for is the Lord to call us out of here. His next words will be a summons for the children of God. If you're saved by the grace of God, he'll summons us up and we're going home to be with him. Notice what he said in Revelation 4:1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I'm glad, thank God, that there's some wonderful words he's going to speak for the child of God. His next words are going to be an invitation for us to come up and visit with him. Aren't you glad? Thank God we've got a better place to go to. One day after a while, there'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more trouble. There'll be no more dying. We're going home to be with the Lord. It'll be good. Be with our family in a place where There'll be no more separation. There'll be no more heartache. When we get on the other side, there'll be a great reunion with joy, being with Him forever and ever. What a blessing. What a blessing. The Lord had first words for you and I. He had last words. But thank God, He's got the next words. He's calling us out of here. I wonder tonight, are you ready for the next words to be spoken? Dear friend, I thank God that He loves us. It's all about His words. It's what He said. Saith Jesus. Saith the Lord. It's all about what He said. You might be here tonight. You've never received Christ as your Savior. You may have been here every night this week. And you saw God move and God stir hearts. You've witnessed the joy of being a child of God. I know we've got troubles, but they're going to come to an end. I have somebody that goes with me all the way, every day, without end. And one day He's coming back. The next words only the child of God will hear from our Lord will be come up hither. He's calling us home one day. But if you're not saved, if you're not a child of God, you're not going. You're not going to hear that call. You'll miss it. But you don't have to miss it. The Lord loves you. He came to this world for one purpose, and that was to save sinners. To save sinners. Everything He did was to save sinners. And do you know He's still in the saving business tonight? He went away. He went away to prepare a place for us, but He's coming again. But until that day, He sent the Holy Ghost of God. And He abides. And He convicts. And He draws. Maybe He spoke to your heart tonight. The Lord's calling you to salvation. You need to get born again. You need to get in the family of God. That's really what He wants you to do. And when you get that settled, you're ready for His next words. And He will speak one day after a while we stand together. While we sing a song of invitation.